year. The theater company does need to raise $2.5 million for renovations, and a capital campaign is underway. For the 2024-2025 season, performances will be on the road, splitting time with Sonoma State and the SRJC Petaluma campus. The two women killed in a head-on crash in Lake County on Highway 20 back on December 26th have now been identified. 46-year-old Lisa Lopez of Lakeport was driving a Nissan Cube east on Highway 20 when the vehicle drifted over the roadway's double yellow line and collided head-on with a Honda Civic driven by 28-year-old Kimberly Renee Mitchell of Redwood Valley. There were no other passengers in either vehicle. Dozens of previously sealed court documents related to Jeffrey Epstein were made public late Wednesday. The judge said she was ordering the records released because much of the information within them is already public. The first 40 documents of an expected 250 ordered unsealed largely mentioned figures whose names were already known, including high-profile friends of Epstein's like Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton, with no indication of any wrongdoing by Trump or Clinton. Restaurant chain TGI Fridays has announced it has closed 36 underperforming restaurants across the country. TGI Fridays did not release a specific list of closed locations, but New Jersey was the most affected, with 7 locations closed. 6 in Massachusetts and 5 in New York are also gone. Some locations included California, Colorado, Florida, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Prior to the closures, TGI Fridays had 270 locations across the U.S. The Sierra finally got some new snow over the last 24 hours, about a foot for most ski resorts. There is another storm on the way for Saturday, prompting a winter storm watch, with a snow level around 5,000 feet. Between 1 and 2 feet is expected from this new system. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run Microsoft Windows operating system will have a special Copilot key that launches the software giant's AI chatbot. Getting third-party computer manufacturers to add an AI button to laptops is the latest move by Microsoft to capitalize on its close partnership with ChatGPT maker OpenAI. It is now 7:02 at KZST. That means we need to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti. Hello there, David.
Good morning, Brent. Looking good out there, moving nicely so far. No crashes or incidents. We are seeing a slowdown southbound out of the Petaluma area. It's going to be heavy at San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
Attention Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, 9 49ers were selected for the Pro Bowl this year. Also, the 49ers will not only sit Christian McCaffrey on Sunday, but also quarterback Brock Purdy. The Rams have said they will sit their quarterback Matthew Stafford. Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs and Lamar Jackson from the Ravens will also sit out this week. Teams want to protect their players knowing they're already in the playoffs. But sitting players always messes with fantasy football finals. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, turning mainly cloudy, just a slight chance of an isolated sprinkle. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Rain is likely on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Oop, where'd the story go? It just vanished. Some good news for you. Today is National Trivia Day. The trivia boom really kicked off in 1979 with the invention of the game Trivial Pursuit by Chris Haney and Scott Abbott, who were both from Canada. Now, of course, America's most iconic TV quiz show is Jeopardy, which came along in 1964. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
We'll do I'm just lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
It is 7:10, 43 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. Sunshine on the way, low 60s, and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news out of Hollyweird. First off, the bloom is off the final rose for Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay and her hubby Brian Abasolo, who found love on the reality show, but it didn't last. He just filed to end their marriage of 4 years, irreconcilable differences. She is an attorney and author. He is a chiropractor who is often called Dr. Abs. Next, actor Jeremy Renner surprised hospital staff and first responders at a medical center in Reno with a visit to thank them for saving his life 1 year ago. The Marvel star was in that horrible snowplow accident that almost killed him. The actor is now back to work filming his show, Mayor of Kingstown. And finally, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse has been in the public domain only since Monday, and he's already going on a slasher rampage. The 95-year copyright ran out on the earliest version of Mickey that appeared in the 1928 short Steamboat Willie as of January 1st. Two horror films featuring Mickey gone bad are now in the works.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E-Y, why? Because we like you. K-Z-S-T.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm unstoppable today.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute this morning with CHP Officer David Doretti in our Roner Park studio. How is traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. Everything's looking good. No crashes to report on. The only maybe a little bit of a problem spot, and things are improving down there, southbound out of Petaluma. It's a bit slow at San Antonio Road heading into Marin County. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Doretti on KZST.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Gotta take the life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gotta take some time to do the things we never They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Twenty minutes after 7 o'clock, 43 degrees, chilly. Good morning to you. Partly sunny skies, mild conditions today. Temperatures in the low 60s around Wine Country.
The Lodge at Piner Road. The Lodge at Piner Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Sales at the Lodge at Piner Road, with news of an exciting event. We're hosting a vintage Hollywood senior prom on Thursday, January 18th at 3 p.m. Please call to RSVP today at 707-852-2234. License number 496-804-112.
Need a place to fill up your tank? Look no further than Uncle Buddy's Pumps at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. Whether you are a local or passing through, we offer competitively priced fuel 24 hours, 7 days a week, so you can get back on the road without leaving your wallet on empty. Plus, you can redeem your printed receipt at the promotions booth to receive free play for filling up. Fuel up for less with Uncle Buddy's Pumps at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. Must be 21 and up and a Harvest Club member to redeem free play.
They say romance is dead.
You give love a bad name.
Not at KZST. The songs you loved then, and the songs you love now. Sonoma County's home for music variety, KZST.
It is 7:25, 43 degrees in Santa Rosa, and up now.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's favorite social media post of the hour.
I cannot be held responsible for what my face does when you talk.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot. Where are my keys? 'Cause I gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab, I took the drive ahead of time. Get me the fast. I got your body on my mind. I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 4th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:28. I'm Brent Allen. A bit cooler this morning, currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Hard work by the Santa Rosa police paid off on Tuesday with multiple arrests for identity theft, drugs, and weapons violations. After an extensive investigation, police arrested 34-year-old Windsor resident Michael Stromberg on 35 felony violations for ID theft and fraudulent activity. They then proceeded to Country Manor Way in Windsor, where after announcing their presence, forced open the door to the home. Inside was 38-year-old Tammy Alexander and two minor children. In the garage was 43-year-old Seth Bulkey. Police found drugs, weapons, and gun manufacturing equipment. This led to a search of a storage unit in Windsor that yielded more weapons. All of them were arrested on multiple felony charges.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
That is a bridge worker speaking about the suicide barrier netting on the Golden Gate Bridge that is now complete after a 10-year ordeal. Originally approved in 2014 at a cost of $76 million, construction costs have soared to $228 million, with the contractors involved even filing lawsuits claiming their expenses went $200 million above that. Nearly 2,000 people have jumped from the bridge since 1937, but the barrier seems